Live updates: Trump holds New Hampshire rally. By Tony Lee on August 28, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Friday evening rally in New Hampshire after accepting the Republican nomination for president last night. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8:10 p.m., raucous rally concludes. 8:05 p.m., Trump says we are not going to let the radical left socialists or communists take over the country. The crowd chants USA. USA. Trump says we don't take the beautiful word God out of our Pledge of Allegiance. They did it twice, Trump says of the Democrats. We're not going to let our country be destroyed by a bunch of nut jobs. 8 p.m., Trump says the next president could appoint up to 5 Supreme Court justices. He says you better vote for him or the country will go into a depression. 7:57 p.m., Trump vows to hire more police, increase penalties for assault on law enforcement, and end their reliance on China once and for all. Crowd cheers when he says he will ban sanctuary cities. 7:55 p.m., Trump says law enforcement officers are endorsing his campaign. He says he can't imagine Biden getting any support from law enforcement officers. He asks the crowd to tell him if any endorse Biden. Please let me know, and we'll have a little discussion, Trump says, adding that he'll have to ask, why did this happen? 7:53 p.m., Trump rips crazy Bernie and says a lot of his people will vote for him again because of trade. 7:51 p.m., Trump mocks Harris for dropping out because she would not have gotten any votes. He says he wants a woman president but not someone like Harris who is not competent. 7:50 p.m., Trump says Biden wants a blanket shutdown that will cause all sorts of problems like drug overdoses and decimate the economy. He says the Biden agenda with big tax increases and more regulations will kill everything and go into a depression the likes of which the country hasn't seen since the 1920s and maybe even worse. 7:46 p.m., Trump says he wants football back. He tells the B1G to open up their season. He claims they are young people and won't be impacted. He says Democrats want to blame him for shutting down football, and they are playing a big con game. He says Democrats don't want football back for political reasons. 7:45 p.m., Trump says Biden called him xenophobic and racist for his China ban. He says Democrats always want to use the racist word. He says if we listened to Joe, hundreds of thousands of more Americans would have died. Trump says America is now producing ventilators for the rest of the world. 7:39 p.m., Trump wonders how Biden is going to win Texas when he is against oil, guns, and God. He now rips Biden for praising China's rise in the world while opposing the mission to take out bin Laden and the killing of Soleimani while overseeing the rise of ISIS. Trump says if you love China, you should vote for Biden. Trump asks, where's Hunter? Trump thinks he's in another country ripping off another country. 7:38 p.m., Trump rips Biden for being on the wrong side of history his whole career and other Biden disasters like supporting NAFTA and China's entry into the WTO. Trump hails his Middle East peace plan and says there will be Middle East peace after the Israel-UAE deal because all the other countries now want in. 7:33 p.m., Trump claims Mexico is paying for the wall and they don't know it. 7:31 p.m., Trump rails against critics who said his speech was too long last night. Trump says Chris Wallace said he didn't have the same energy. Crowd boos. Trump says he's in New Hampshire tonight and he can wing it. He says Wallace has always wanted to be his father but never had the talent. 7:29 p.m., Trump says he has delivered for the African American community while Biden has betrayed the African American community for 4 decades. He, like he did last night, says Biden's agenda is made in China while his is made in America. 7:28 p.m., Trump rips the radical left's effort to divide everyone by race. He blames CNN, MSDNC. He says they stoke the flame and are tearing us apart. He says their ratings aren't great. 7:17 p.m., Trump says if Biden gets in the White House, China would own the United States. He says if Democrats want to stand with rioters and flag burners, that's up to them. He asks the crowd if anyone enjoys watching rioters burning the American flag. He says the GOP will be the party of patriotic heroes and law enforcement officials who keep America safe. Trump says you must vote for him if you want to save democracy from the mob. He calls Biden the worst candidate ever put by the Democrats. 7:15 p.m., Trump says if Biden wins, he will have lost to a low IQ individual. He says if that happens, The radical agitators will take over government and nobody will be safe in Biden's America. He says he can't call it Biden's America because Biden doesn't even know he's alive. 7:10 p.m., Trump says today's Democrats are filled with hate. Trump says just look at Biden's unhinged supporters yelling like lunatics in the streets. Trump says he says, you know what I say? Protesters, your ass. I don't talk about my ass. They are not protesters. Trump says they are anarchists, agitators, rioters, looters who don't even know how George Floyd is. 7:09 p.m., Trump says Biden's masters tell him what to do and they want to erase borders, tear down our history, demolish the suburbs, and take away your guns. 7:08 p.m., Trump says we'll have an unbelievable next year unless somebody stupid gets elected and raises your taxes. 7:06 p.m., after mocking idiot reporters calling the protests friendly while cities are burning behind them, Trump says he is going to win New Hampshire and then 4 more years. Trump talks about securing borders, bringing back manufacturing jobs, and rebuilding the military under his first term while wiping out ISIS. 7 p.m., Trump rips the thugs outside of the RNC last night and rips D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. He says his supporters walked out to a bunch of thugs. Trump says they weren't friendly protesters. He says the mayor gave bad instructions last night and that should have never happened. He says thank God the D.C. police protected Senator Rand Paul, RKY. Trump says Paul was in big trouble last night, and he adds that the 4 police officers who protected Paul should be brought over to the White House for a medal. He says the mayor should be ashamed and this is what happens all over the place when Democrats run cities. Trump says we're not supposed to go in unless we're invited in or call it an insurrection, but that's a big statement. Trump says he is going to look at it because people who go to the White House to celebrate the country shouldn't have to deal with the thugs. Trump says Biden is weak as hell and didn't even bring law and order up as a subject of discussion during the entire DNC. 6:58 p.m., Trump says Biden is coming out of the basement because the poll numbers have swung. A rapid swing, Trump says. Trump talks about staying out of endless wars and bringing troops home from endless wars. Trump says the convention was quality television with compelling content. He says Herschel Walker's endorsement was from the heart. 6:55 p.m., Trump says he has some good 2016 memories in Manchester, but 2020 is the most important election in history. He says it was his great honor to accept a Republican nomination for president last night. Trump says last night drove the fake news crazy and asks, does anyone have any doubt that he will win? He says the poll numbers have swung. We're gonna win, Trump says. Does anyone have any doubt? 6:50 p.m., Trump exits Air Force One and is making his way to the stage for the rally. Raucous crowd chants USA. USA. 6:45 p.m., Air Force One taxiing. 6:30 p.m., Air Force One in New Hampshire. Trump should be landing shortly. Protesters also in New Hampshire.